I was OPA all day long, other people's agenda. And I spent the whole day just putting out other people's fires. But I wanted to spend the best parts of my day disciplined, setting up a plan, executing step by step.
Top leaders, meaningful conversation, actionable advice, bulldoze complacency, ignite inspiration, create impact. Produced by Southwestern Family of Companies. This is the Action Catalyst.
Are you interested in advertising with the Action Catalyst? Our listeners could be hearing about your brand right here, right now. For details, shoot us an email at info@theactioncatalyst.com.
John Lee Dumas is back on the show. I'm sure you know him, or you should know him, host of Entrepreneur on Fire, EO Fire, millions of downloads. He has a new thing that's called the Mastery Journal that helps you kind of stay on track and to use the words, master productivity, discipline, and focus in 100 days. So, John, welcome to the show.
I'm fired up to be here. I'm just happy to be alive.
Obviously, discipline, productivity is what we're talking about here on Action Catalyst, but what are some of your favorite episodes that you've recorded on productivity, discipline, and focus? Who are you learning from in that way?
The two that I can really say pop to mind was Brian Tracy and Darren Hardy. Like, both of them just took the interview on EO Fire and just turned it into this lesson, this course on those things, on productivity, on discipline, on focus. And I was just like, man, these are the pros. Every day I wake up in the morning and I start my morning routine. You know, I say to myself, John, eat that frog, which of course is a Brian Tracy-ism. And, you know, every time I'm like, should I really be doing this right now? Meaning like, you know, it seems small and insignificant. I think of Darren Hardy and the compound effect and how small things add up to huge results. Then, you know, I just say those two people really rise up to the top when I think about those three words, and I've just continued to learn from them.
What is your definition of productivity? So, like, how do you define productivity?
Well, I think it is important that we talk about the definition, because you're right, everybody does define it differently, and that's fine, and that's actually great. But for me, I love going to the root of these words. And for me, the root of productivity is produce. What are you producing on a day-to-day basis? I mean, you can be the most efficient person in the world, but if you're efficient doing the wrong things, producing the wrong things, does it really matter? So productivity is producing the right things on that day-to-day basis so that you can reflect upon your day when that sun starts going down and you can say, you know what? I produced the right content for my audience. It doesn't mean I did a ton of work or I did all this like mountains of episodes and copy and et cetera. It's I did the right work. I produced the right content for my audience today. A lot of people, I think, look to people like myself, you know, who's had a lot of success, and they just want us to give them answers. And, you know, like, we're not just here giving you answers. What we're doing is we're giving you systems, we're giving you frameworks so that you can self-evaluate yourself. And those two words, self-evaluate, are so key within the Mastery Journal that that's what I have you do, because what's productive to you is not going to be productive to me. We have to self-evaluate. So every single day within the Mastery Journal, you are going to be producing specific work. But the most important thing is at the end of that day, you're going to be self-evaluating yourself on that production level. So you might not be that productive by my definition I just gave you on days 1 through 7, because you're trying to figure it out. You're trying to understand, get your finger on the pulse, but hopefully you're learning so that by day 8, 15, 20, you now start knowing through your self-evaluation what being productive means to you in your business and your life on that whole scheme of things. So self-evaluation is key, is something that I really drill into within the Mastery Journal.
You know, you hear 21 days to form a habit, you hear 30 days, you hear sort of 90 days. And I think there's some powerful psychology behind the 100-day deal.
There is. And, you know, I'll go back to those two words, self-evaluation. I mean, in 2015, when I was coming up with the idea for the Freedom Journal, which is accomplish your number one goal in X number of days, you know, it's now 100 days, but I was trying to fill in that X, I did some self-evaluation. I said, how long has it taken me to accomplish a big, meaningful goal in my life in the past? And I looked at EO Fire, and it took me 3.5 months. And I looked at Podcasters Paradise, and it took me just about 3 months. You know, I looked at all these different things that I've done that have been meaningful And that time frame just kept coming up. And so I said, you know, there has to be a time frame, because otherwise, as Parkinson's law states, tasks will expand to the time allotted. We definitely know that. So I had to have that time bound. And I just knew that, hey, 100 days is going to be great for a number of reasons. Number one, it's going to give that endpoint. So we know that we're going to have a start line and a finish line when it comes to that number one goal, so we can focus on those things. Number two, as I'm driving forward within this, I can have nice, neat checkpoints along the way. At day 10, you know, we do a 10-day sprint every 10 days. So every 10th day, you're accomplishing a micro goal. Every 25 days, you're looking back on your quarterly review to what you did over those 25 days to see your wins, amplify those, your losses, figure out solutions to them, so that by day 100, you've done 10 10-day sprints, 4 25-day quarterly reviews. It just worked. When the more I thought about that and the more I realized I've been able to accomplish big things in 100 days and I can set up a framework where others can too, that's where the number 100 came from. And I realized that that system works. So I said, why not just take that, apply the 100-day methodology to the mastery journal and come up with a framework that I can guide people in mastering the three skills that I've mastered over the last 4.5 years, productivity, discipline, and focus, and we'll have them do it in 100 days.
You have a focus time and a refresh time. What's the concept with focus time and refresh time?
So during 2016, I spent the entire year doing the research on productivity, learning the ins and outs of that, of discipline, and a focus, really just becoming a student of these three skills. And the thing that just kept coming up over and over again was the Pomodoro technique. And I said, you know, I feel like I've done that sometimes in the past with success, but I'm going to commit to it for 3 weeks. And so I committed to the Pomodoro technique, which is essentially, in a nutshell, basically setting a timer for, you can fill in the blank for the timer. They kind of recommend with the Pomodoro technique, traditionally 25 minutes on, 10 minutes off, where you're definitely having this timer count down while you're doing one specific task, completely focused. It didn't work for me. And I was like, you know, I need to play with this a little bit, because 25 minutes just seems too short of a period of time. I just am getting into my flow, getting some great work done. The thing goes off and I got to stop. So I started playing around with it and ended up, for me, I found my sweet spot, which was 42 minutes of focus time, 18 minutes of refresh time. So now I have this session of 1 hour with 42 minutes of pure focus, but my brain knows that I'm going to get this beautiful 18-minute relief break, refreshing time, where I can go, you know, check the sports score or jump on Facebook real quick or go take a walk outside in the sun, you know, do one of those things. And I did that for 3 weeks and I was shocked at what happened. I was just like, I'm getting more stuff done during these 42 minutes than I would get done in 400 minutes throughout the week, because I'm just clicking to this different gear. So I knew that I had to implement the Pomodoro technique heavily within the Mastery Journal. So every single day within the Mastery Journal, I've set up 4 sessions where, and I have not filled in the focus time or the refresh time, because that is for you to figure out what works for you. Again, for me, 42 minutes of focus, 18 minutes of refresh. You know, we check back in a year, it might be an hour of focus and 10 minutes of refresh, or 30 minutes. I don't know where I'm going to be at that point, but you got to stay attuned and continue to self-evaluate yourself. And then during that focus time that you figured out, nothing else matters but your one focus. And then during your refresh time, you give yourself the gift of refreshing. And then guess what? Self-evaluation. At the end of that session, you give yourself a productivity score, you give yourself a discipline score. At the end of your 4 sessions, which maybe you do 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, however you want to break them up, you have now all of these scores from those 4 sessions, which you average out. So you add up your 4 productivity scores, your 4 discipline scores, obviously then you divide it by 4 and you get your daily score, which you then flip to, and again, we train you at the beginning part of the Mastery Journal how to do this. You flip to that 10-day recap and you fill in that day. It's a little bar chart. You fill it in. So as you're going towards that 10th day, you're seeing your ups and your downs. You're seeing how you're flowing and you're starting to understand the rhythm that you're getting into as an entrepreneur.
We've been talking a little bit about productivity, but you also have a discipline score. How do you classify that?
So discipline is something that was hammered into me at a young age. I was a military officer for 8 years, 4 active, 4 in the reserves. You know, I did a 13-month tour of duty in Iraq. So I realized at a very young age that I had to be disciplined. And that's one of the big touchstones as a in the military. So that was something that I learned that I was then able to, with some work, transition into entrepreneurship when I started EO Fire back in 2012. But the reality is I like to go to the roots of the word, just like I did with productivity into produce, discipline into disciple. You as the individual, you have to be a disciple of your day. And what that means for me is I sit down and I craft a plan. I have a plan that I am then going to execute upon. So you set a plan and then you execute that plan. And for me, I realized the days that I wasn't doing that, that I didn't have a plan, that I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to let the day kind of come to me. What was I doing? I was OPA all day long. Other people's agenda. I would just be like, you know, I don't know what to do right now because I don't really have a plan. I jump in my inbox and I spend the whole day just putting out other people's fires. I jump on Facebook. I spend the whole day responding to people's comments and questions, which is, by the way, things you have to do at some point during your day. But I wanted to be intentional about it, not just haphazard about it. I wanted to spend the best parts of my day disciplined to producing the right content that matters. So having that plan of action. So for me, disciplined, setting up a plan, executing step by step.
So between the military and then you've been on this sort of personal self journey, why do you think people struggle so much with this? Is there something that you think that people who do push past and they do have the productivity and discipline and focus that there's some reason they break through that barrier?
People struggle because we're human. I mean, we're human and to err is human. That's just a phrase that will always be with us. And so that's why I want to take out as much as possible the fact that, hey, we are going to err. We're going to drift. You know, we're going to not be accountable to ourselves any given day. That's just part of it. And what I wanted to do was to give people an anchor that would draw them back in. You know, we're all going to drift and slide. I do that. And I'm the creator of the Mastery Journal. But the Mastery Journal is your anchor to draw you back in and say, listen, you might have had crappy things happen yesterday, but now you know that you can wake up this morning and follow the steps, step by step by step. I'm guiding you, just holding your hand through this process of what is going to make a productive, disciplined, and focused day. It's always there for you. It's your anchor. When you don't have the days that you want, just, you know, don't be too hard on yourself. Realize that you're going to have those days because you're human, but just know you have that anchor to go back to and it's there for you.
The Mastery Journal is kind of an interesting project because it supports Pencils of Promise. And so could you tell us a little bit about where should we go to learn about it? How does it support Pencils of Promise?
Stuff that really mattered to me was education. I knew that education was a huge part of my life. And I'm not talking traditional education. Like I went to college, I went to law school. Like that wasn't what made me a success. What made me a success was self-education, but the ability to be educated. And there's so many people out there that don't even have access to the best educator in the world. Just that Google search bar, you know, or just somebody that actually cares is going to take them those first few steps. And Pencils of Promise is just doing amazing things around the world. I had Adam Braun on the show now multiple times, and he's now become a close friend. And I just loved what his mission was, which was to bring education to developing countries, to give the gift of education to those less fortunate. So with the Freedom Journal launch, we partnered with Pencils of Promise. And every time we hit a funding goal, we wrote a big fat check to Pencils of Promise on behalf of the supporters to build a school in a developing country. And we ended up writing three $25,000 checks to Pencils of Promise. Amazing what, you know, you can do with dollars in developing countries when they're spent in the right manner. And we're doing the exact same thing with the Mastery Journal. We've partnered with Pencils of Promise, and we just want to keep giving and going from success to significance.
Okay, so my last question, very last question for you, John, is just what is that thing, maybe it's advice or an area or this thing you can never lose sight of because you know you'll go off track if you're not like extremely intentional about it?
Nutrition, absolutely, without a doubt. Nutrition's my Achilles heel. I mean, I'm very healthy, but I have to work really hard at it. You know, I have a personal trainer that I meet 3 days a week virtually online. I'm extremely focused on the foods that I put into my body because if I slip up and I'm not disciplined with nutrition, everything is going to fall off the tracks. And I mean that, like I'll become overweight, I'll become unhappy, I'll become lethargic, I'll get unenthusiastic. Like it all starts for me with nutrition because if I'm eating right, I'm feeling right, I'm exercising right, everything then starts that domino effect. So that's huge for me. That's something that I keep a really sharp eye on.
I love it. Keep crushing it and keep lighting people on fire.
thank you and come visit me in Puerto Rico.
For sure.
If you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe. And to stay updated on everything that the Action Catalyst is up to, make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Action Catalyst Podcast and on Twitter at Catalyst_Action. And thanks for listening.